We'll be back to the Sunrise Morning Show in just a little bit. But first, it's 7:21 at AM 1160 The Quest. I am Allison DeLuhl, and I will be speaking with Catholic coach Ruth O'Neill. Her mission is to help women develop strategies that empower them to have the life they were created for. So Ruth, welcome to The Quest.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
I am thrilled to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how the Lord led you to become a life coach.
So first, I like to start with just, I am just like everybody else, just a child of God, right? Just trying to work it out, trying to, you know, use my gifts and talents to glorify Him.
Amen.
And so along the way, it's this, how did I become a life coach question. I was like, gosh, you know, I have to go all the way back to really when I was like in middle school or high school.
Wow.
Because it's like not something that I gravitated towards. It's actually something that came out of the inside of me. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
Yeah. And so I feel like I've always been a coach. I can think back to so many times when I was younger where I was that person that I was listening. I was, you know, encouraging. I was also challenging people, right? And because I always could see maybe the internal gifts somebody had and wanted them to be able to tap into that to be able to become their full potential.
Amen.
Right? And so that kind of just, you know, life goes on as it does. And so I gravitated towards, well, you know, occupations and ministries that tapped into that love that I had for people and their unique gifts and talents. I came here to the Archdiocese of Atlanta, and before you know it, I was active in women's ministry, leading groups and retreats, facilitating Bible studies, you know, just all that kind of stuff. And then a really good friend of mine who was a marriage and family therapist at the time, she said, you know, Ruth, there's this new thing coming up in the people helping industry, and it's called life coaching. And she said, I think you might be a good fit for that. Take a look. And so, well, don't you know, I did. And so I just dove right in and I started looking at it. I started finding out how I could be it because everything that I kept coming across was like, this is like a perfect fit.
Yeah.
And not only a perfect fit for my gifts and talents, but like a natural extension or a natural next step for what God had already had me doing.
I love it. And you were excited about it. You had a feeling,
man.
This is me. This is what I'm called to do.
Yeah.
Which you do with many people.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
It's my very favorite thing to do.
Oh, I love it. And that's exactly what we're called to do. Whatever God calls us to do, do it well, and you will set the world ablaze. I think of that quote from St. Catherine of Siena.
Amen.
And I'm paraphrasing it, but truly, when we're doing what we're called to do, nothing can stop us and lives are impacted.
So yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
So how does your understanding of your Catholic beliefs and values inform you with your coaching approach?
So I love that you asked that question. It's kind of two ways, right? First, I believe, as I bet you do too, mm-hmm. that we're all created in the likeness and image of God.
Amen.
Right? And so if that's true, then we all carry with us a particular image or a particular part of God's image that we reflect to the world, right?
Yes.
And so I believe that with all my heart. And so that is what informs me. And then, as you can imagine, I just shared with you how I became a coach. And that motivation from inside is like, I see that brilliance in other people. And so I just want to go to work helping them see it too.
Yes.
And I am able to do that. God allows me to be that and for other people by using the Clifton Strengths. And you and I talked about that just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
And so I use the Clifton Strengths assessment to really unlock what my client is good at naturally. Because if you think about that, the cool part about the assessment is it's just math, it's science, it's a neutral report, but it really reflects what's best in us, which would then be God.
Yes.
Right.
And I love too, because I did that test, which was very informing. And again, it kind of confirmed my gifts and exactly what I was called to do and my mission. But it stems into family life. It stems into vocation. It stems into ministries. So that information, when we know what we're called to do, when we know our strengths and our gifts, it's easy for us to have a better idea of what we're supposed to be doing instead of doing something that might not be a good fit for us.
Nice. And you know, I'm glad you said that because we live in a really loud world, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
And so this world's telling us what we should be, who we should be it, and how we should be it, right? But if we have this understanding, and so with that being said, that loud can get us way off track.
Absolutely.
And then we end up in a bad fit, we end up, you know, trying to be something that we're never supposed to be. And so if we have an understanding with that, those gifts and talents, right, just even through that simple report, we have an idea then of the trajectory, the path that we can follow and sort of weed through all the noise.
I love it. We got to weed through it.
Yeah.
Stay focused.
Yeah.
So one other question for you. How do you balance your personal faith with the diverse perspectives and spiritualities of your clients? Because we know you're Catholic, but we know you're open to reaching out to anybody because we're all children of God. So how do you navigate that?
Well, you just said it.
We're children of God.
Right. I mean, because if you go into everything, and this is what every time I meet a new client, regardless of whether they're Catholic or whether they are believers or not, we're all children of God. And so let's just say maybe that person doesn't know their true dignity, right? That child of God dignity. It's okay because I can love them where they're at. And it's a beautiful opportunity for me to walk with them, love them where they're at, pray for them, for their conversion, but also just slowly help them see their unique brilliance, which then what does that do but point us to God?
To God. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
We are talking to Ruth O'Neill, Catholic life coach, and thinking about, you know, the different clients you've had. Is there one that just touches you that was so impactful that made an impact on your life, you know, just thinking about the past?
That's a really great question. And there's a few that come up to my mind frequently. One in particular was a high school junior. And when she came to me, so there was a physical manifestation of the way she was feeling about herself. She was dressed very dark from head to toe, you know, just like black, black hair, black nail polish. Everything was dark, right? Mm-hmm. And so as we started our conversation about just who she was, right? Because she didn't want to talk about God.
Yeah.
Heck no. But as soon as we started talking about who she was, like who she was created to be, that those are the words that I was having inside my head. But I was just reading her report and I was sharing what I was noticing about her with her. And she's like, yeah.
Wow.
Like, yeah, that report is saying that. Wow. I know that inside of me, but I didn't know how to say it. And so we worked, and probably by the end of, I would say, 3 months, that what I meant by a physical manifestation is she went from all black, dark on the outside, to where she was literally wearing pink and yellow by the time we were done.
What a transformation.
Oh my gosh. It's amazing.
Oh my gosh. And just by learning about herself,
just by
confirming
learning
that, yes, this is me. I couldn't express it.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome.
So where can we get more information about your practice and learning about Life Coach?
Yeah. Well, the best place to go would be Transfiguration Counseling and Coaching. And that's the practice that I'm a part of here in Georgia. You know, go Google transfigurationcounseling.com.
Wonderful.
And then you can learn more a little bit about me by just going to ruthoneill.com.
Thank you so much for coming and sharing your story and your mission.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you soon.
Awesome.
Ruth O'Neill, Catholic Life Coach. I'm Allison DeLuhl. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 7:21 speaking with Father Elias Dorham, pastor of St. John Chrysostom, Melkite Catholic Church in Atlanta, and he is going to be talking about an upcoming event at his parish. They are going to be having a family homesteading fair and competition on June the 8th. They're going to have fire kindling competition, log sawing, woodcraft demo, gardening tips, and even building fires. So it's going to be a great event for the whole family. And we'll hear all about it tomorrow with Father Elias. But now back to the Sunrise Morning Show.